This is The Peaceful Corner, Fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Hope you all are doing wonderfully well. Thank you guys for joining us here at The Peaceful Corner once more. God is doing great things in our lives. And I hope you've been doing awesome, you know, and as we enter into the second half of the year, believing that God can do it, because nobody can. If nobody can, God can, and you know, we must trust Him. Amen. All right. We're fellowshipping with the Father, the Holy Ghost, our big brother Jesus. So today we're just going to talk about our persecuted brothers and sisters. And you know, as you know, we've talked about them here many times, as it's very important that, you know, we don't just, you know, we're not ignorant to that. You know, I don't think sometimes we may not even pray for them. But it's important to pray for the children of God who are being persecuted all over the world. And a ministry that I know supports them and does so well with this is Voice of the Martyrs. And I've spoken about them before. Unfortunately, I forgot to open one of the packets last month in June. And I forgot that Day of Christian Martyrs was June 29th. But it's okay. So I just wanted to quickly touch on that. And this year's story was talking about a man who loved God, who wanted to preach the gospel and see people saved in Kenya. He was a Muslim and he became Christian, right? And when he became Christian, he started to preach the gospel, right? His name, well, I can't really... mention his name very well, but he decided to follow Christ. In February 2013, he was shot to death on the streets of northern Kenya for witnessing to Somalia Muslims. Let's continue to pray for all those who are turning to Jesus from Islam, from Buddhism, from Mammon, from whatever it may be, from whatever God that they are serving. Let's pray for them and pray that God will, you know, help them. You know, God will protect them. God will guide them, even as they, you know, turn to Him and decide to serve Him. Right? There's a need for us to pray for them, because, you know, we know that God will help them and use them mightily to rescue others that are, you know, in bondage in other parts of their country. Amen. And then in this month, in the Waste of the Murders that I got for this month, I believe this is last month's issue, if I'm not mistaken. But it says Africa, no turning back. And there's a lot of inspiring stories of different people here. And I'm just going to read maybe like two of them or more. But there's one here. It says Miriam and her husband had just left their evening prayers and turned in for the night when members of a terrorist group, Al-Shabaab, broke into their home in Kenya. The extremists beheaded Miriam's husband and then tried to unsuccessfully force her and her daughter to convert to Muslim. Though Miriam and the rest of her family managed to escape, the terrorists stole their livestock and burned their house. During the attack, Miriam drew strength and comfort from Isaiah 54 verse 17. No weapon that is fashioned against me will succeed. When Christians are confronted by Islamic and extremists in Kenya, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and elsewhere, God's word provides strength and comfort. Amen. You know, there's so many stories in here, and it's just always so inspiring to see. I'm going to read this one. It says, A faithful God amid great loss. Excuse me. Sarah Palm has experienced a great loss and at the hands of militant Fulani Muslims in Nigeria. The extremists killed her husband during an attack on their village, leaving her children fatherless. A year later, they attacked the village again, killing her sons. My goodness. Displaced from her land, Sarah now provides for her family by farming on borrowed land. as she also leads the women's ministry at her church, encouraging women to put their faith in God despite all she has lost. Sarah has forgiven her family members' killers in all the difficulties, in all the problems I have been through, God. I've been through, God has been faithful to me, she said. Attacks on Christians have left thousands of women in Nigeria without husbands and homes. Like Sarah, many express great joy in knowing the global body of Christ is praying for them and helping meet their needs. Like I said again, pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters. They need us more than ever before. We need to pray for them, right? We need to pray for them earnestly. Those who are walking in the front lines, it's always good for us to pray for them earnestly, because, you know, the things that these people are going through, you know, some of us will not be able to deny her. We will just become Christian. We will become Muslims at the sound of their voice, right? But let us pray for them, and let us keep them in our prayers, and let us, you know, continue to grow our own selves in the Lord and in our faith, right? That whenever anything like this may come our way, we're able to stand and stand again, right? Like you said, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, right? And when we'll be able to be, you know, if the word is sitting in our heart, we will not sin against him. We will not deny him. We will not disown him, no matter what comes our way. I'm going to read one more, or maybe not one more, but I'm going to read another one before we go. It says, growing radicalism, growing outreach. The radicalization of Muslim population has affected African countries like Central African Republic, Tanzania, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Uganda, where little persecution or terrorism had previously existed. But with great foresight, frontline workers are taking action. Churches in Uganda have implemented a strategy to advance the gospel despite ongoing persecution. They also use apologetics and Christian literature Christian literature to teach foundational truths needed to combat radical Islam. They train church members to proclaim the gospel effectively in an Muslim context or in an Islamic context, and they teach local pastors how to care for Christian converts from Islam who have been rejected by their families. Amen. Let's see. Let me read one more, and then we'll go, because, you know, I would love to read all of them. And, you know, let us, you know, talk about it. This one says, standing strong on the front lines. I've declared to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning. I've decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. That's the song. The words of a familiar hymn drifted through the air as Christians in a remote part of Sierra Leone sang and held their new Bibles. They had just made a public declaration of their faith through baptism, and many had paid dearly for following Christ. In another village, frontline workers baptized more than 120 new believers, some of whom had walked more than 60 miles to receive baptism. They too received new Bibles. One frontline worker marveled at how God is working in that unreached area, an area where human and children sacrifices are practiced. Christians throughout Africa know their faith in Jesus Christ may be tested by fire and machete. The word is behind them, and the cross is before them. And though no one go with them, they still will follow. We are standing stronger, knowing that even if we are being persecuted or oppressed, God is still in control. This is from a pastor in the Democratic Republic of Congo. These are, sorry for, you know, my mistakes, but this is just inspiring to see. And I feel like every time I get one and I read it, it challenges me to do more and to be more, because look, I'm a child of God. We are all children of God. Just because you're in a place where you're not being persecuted does not mean you should not stand strong on the word. if these people did not understand who Jesus was and who the Word is to them, who the light of the world is to them, they would not believe. They would not be okay with what's happening. They would continue to suffer. They would continue to cry, to mourn. But they know that their God is with them. They know that their God is fighting for them. They know that all things are, all is well with them. They know these things, right? And so because they know these things, they continue to stand upon the Word, and it's helping them every day to push through, to be who God has called them to be. And I encourage all of you to, you know, not only pray for them, but be ye hearers and doers of the Word. Be studiers of the Word. Dwell with the Father. Fellowship with Him. It's very important. You don't know when you will be persecuted. We are even in times where Christians will be persecuted more than ever before. It does not matter where you are. Maybe you are in China and you. Maybe you are in, okay, well, even China is part of you. But we are in the United States. Maybe you are in Europe, you know. God needs you to be His son, His daughter, who's going to stand and say, I will follow you, though they persecute me, right? I will do your will. I will do what you say and what you ask. Just like how Paul was persecuted, but he, you know, even though he was not persecuting other people, he was persecuted. The apostles, Peter and John, we see it in Acts 4 and 5. We see where they constantly are telling them, don't preach in the name of Jesus. And they are counting it all joy that they are being persecuted. They can even share in the same experience of suffering that Jesus, you know, did as well, you know. So I encourage you all, please pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters. Encourage yourself in the Word. Study the Word. Dwell in the Word. It's so important. And I know that God will bless us in the name of Jesus, and God will show us and reveal Himself to us in the name of Jesus. If you like to support this ministry, they have many things that they're doing. They have, if you want to receive their magazines as well, Voice of the Murders. They've been serving persecuted Christians since 1967. They are based in Oklahoma, here in the United States. So if you want to search them up, The Voice of the Murders, M-A-R-T-Y-R-S, The Voice of the Murders. Thank you for fellowshipping with us here at the Peaceful Corner Podcast. We're always happy to have you join us. Join us again next time as we fellowship with the Holy Spirit. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day.